Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 15 and 16. Apostle Peter writes, "But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy." My dear brothers and sisters of God, that without holiness we cannot see Jesus. Without holiness we will not have entry into heaven. And that is one of the basic qualifications of a believer. But the good question to ask is, how can I be holy? What I must do? Because there is so much of teaching and preaching and holiness. And there is so much of an area where people are uncertain that how they can be holy. But let me tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, it's easy to be holy when you abide in Jesus, when you live in accordance to His word, when you practice what Jesus has preached in your life. It's easy to be holy, and it's easy to live a life well-pleasing to the Lord because He has given His Holy Spirit to live within us. We sometimes, God still requires a holy lifestyle for His people. And we sometimes confuse holiness with piety, right? A lot of times we think we do good things, then that will compensate for my living the way I am living at the moment, right? So we sometimes confuse holiness with piety, which can be merely a hypocritical goodness that masks inner deceit or impurity. A truly holy or Christ-like reveals the virtues mentioned in 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 to 6. It talks about goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. We are surrounded today by so much sham and insincerity that we are often unconsciously affected by such influences. To maintain the quality of life that God demands, we must determine to take time to develop a life that is genuinely and consistently holy in every area of our life. Amen. I'm always encouraged because being holy is a blessing of the Lord that He has commanded in His book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. And we love that book because verses 1 to 14 talks about the blessings of God. If you diligently hearken to the voice of God and keep His precepts and do His word, then all these blessings will overtake you, right? And in that same note in verse 9, chapter 28 of Deuteronomy verse 9, it says, "The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto Himself, as He hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in His ways." Hallelujah. This is a blessing, enumerated as a blessing and as a promise of God that I will appropriate and you will appropriate today. And we will trust God that He will make us holy. He will establish me holy. He will establish you holy. As we obey His commandments, we will see His glory. Amen. So Jesus said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, right? Without holiness, without being born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Without being born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So let's be born again. Let's have understanding of what holiness is all about. And let's look at the face of Jesus to behold His glory, that we'll become more and more like Him today and forever. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have added into our lives. We are grateful to you. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion. Lord, you have given us the breath of life that we will glorify Jesus. Breath of life that we will share the gospel of Jesus. Breath of life you have given so that we will be, oh Father God, in a place of refuge and shelter for somebody. And Father, in a place to rescue somebody from their sins and from the sickness. I pray today, Lord God Almighty, that you will make us holy the way you are holy. Because, Lord, your word has said, I will establish you as a holy people unto me, a holy nation unto me. Father God, I thank you. We are your heritage, bought by your blood, filled by you with your spirit. And I pray that you will establish us as holy people of God, that in all our conduct, in every work of our hands, in our thoughts and our imaginations, Lord, will be well-pleasing unto you, that you'll delight in us and take pleasure in our lives. Abba Father, today as your flock steps out to their jobs, into their business, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand, O God. Keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who may be sick. I take authority over the demon of infirmity and I cast it out in Jesus' name. And I send forth your healing anointing to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of the feet in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a good, great, and a mighty day in the presence of God. Bye for now.